Random House Audio presents The Lost City of Z, A Tale of Deadly Obsession in the Amazon, by David Gran. Read for you by Mark Deakins. At times, all I need is a brief glimpse, an opening in the midst of an incongruous landscape, a glint of lights in the fog, the dialogue of two passers-by meeting in the crowd, and I think that, setting out from there, I will put together, piece by piece, the perfect city. If I tell you that the city toward which my journey tends is discontinuous in space and time, now scattered, now more condensed, you must not believe the search for it can stop. Italo Calvino, Invisible Cities. Preface. I pulled the map from my back pocket. It was wet and crumpled. The lines I had traced to highlight my route now faded. I stared at my markings, hoping that they might lead me out of the Amazon rather than deeper into it. The letter Z was still visible in the center of the map, yet it seemed less like a signpost than like a taunt, another testament to my folly. I had always considered myself a disinterested reporter who did not get involved personally in his stories. While others often seemed to succumb to their mad dreams and obsessions, I tried to be the invisible witness. And I had convinced myself that that was why I had traveled more than 10,000 miles, from New York to London to the Xingu River, one of the longest tributaries of the Amazon. Why I had spent months poring over hundreds of pages of Victorian diaries and letters, and why I had left behind my wife and 1-year-old son.